What is up, podcast community? My name is Michael Chernow, and this is the Creatures of Habit podcast. Habits are everything, and on this show, I will be interviewing some of the most inspiring, motivated, and high-performing humans on the planet to learn about the daily habits, routines, and rituals that help keep them focused, determined, on top of their game, and ultimately, happy. My journey from the depths of addiction and misery to success as a family man and serial entrepreneur was only made possible by replacing bad habits with great ones, and my mission in life today is to share that story and the story of others with you to bring value and life-changing tools to as many people as possible. So sit back, relax, and pay attention, because what you hear in this podcast today can potentially change your life. Let's go. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Creatures of Habit podcast. Today, I have a guest on the show who's a friend who's also shown up in the Born or Made podcast a few years ago. He's coming back for round two. Brendan Follis is truly a legend. He is like the definition of a modern day Renaissance man. The guy is a designer. He's just created a really, really cool company that you should check out called Follis Studios, where he's making home goods designed pristinely. They're freaking awesome. So you should check him out there. He's also a DJ. He is a father. He's a husband. He is an entrepreneur. The man likes to drive fast and furious cars. Really, I love my relationship with Brendan, and being able to have him back on the show makes me happy, and I think it's going to make you happy too. Brendan, welcome.
Well, thank you, sir. That was an elaborate introduction. I don't know if I deserve that, but I will take it because...
Look at him.
You know, I don't know what day of the week it is right now. I think it's Wednesday, but my birthday is tomorrow.
Woo!
So I guess that's a nice lead-in, so
happy
thank you.
Happy birthday,
thank
bro.
Thank you, sir.
Man, making
first one
time
to wish me a birthday, this birthday wish. So yeah, there we go.
So the Creatures of Habit podcast is very... straightforward. It is not really a storytelling podcast. It's way more of a value-centric, packed value into 30 minutes. I want to understand what makes you tick, and ideally we're getting there through your morning routine, your evening routine, a few things that you do throughout the day consistently that help you stay focused and on the ball and at the top of your game. And then I kind of finish up with one question at the end. Kick us off. Just give us a rundown of where you're at right now.
As you mentioned, new dad going on 2 years, so that's taken up a large part of my time and my thought process as far as, you know, a self-study. I think it's one of the most interesting self-studies of all time. I think it's super interesting, and the evolution of me and probably most people of where we head. So to me, that's taking up a lot of my time. Then I have a talent management company, which you know about, which we're actually just finished due diligence on. So fingers crossed, that thing could be off the books or on the books, yeah. Which is really exciting. Also my home line, which is a product line, Follis Studios, which is just kind of out of the gate creating non-negotiables for me, like things I just can't live without and I feel like I need around. I figured that's a good place to start. Didn't really know where to start.
I just want to mention something about that because I've been following along since you dropped that. And when you say that, that really does sort of, like about Follis Studios, that really does paint the actual picture. Because when you first dropped the throw,
yeah,
I was like, I wonder what the throw means to Brendan. And for me, when you say, now I know you have the throw, you have the espresso cups, you have the limited edition lighter,
yeah,
which is fire.
Limited edition because DHL lost half of them. Just an FYI.
And they're sick.
Yeah, I know.
Those
like,
are not something.
Where are the other half of this order?
But now that you say you're non-negotiables, I get it. It makes total sense.
Yeah, like the throw to me was, I wanted something out of the gate that felt luxurious because I think having a piece in your home should feel like it's a little piece of luxury, or else it just like gets to your home and then it moves by the wayside. You know, it's like, but the Hermes blanket to me was always like, wow, that thing's so obnoxiously expensive, but it feels so good. So I get it when I see one in the wild. I don't own one. So I was like, let me make something along those lines that is a little softer because theirs are a little more like flannely cashmere rough. Like it's just got a thicker weave to it. So I just made something like that I felt was good and like would people would want and at a way better price point than Hermes. I also don't have that brand, but also the most expensive thing in my kind of little capsule. And yeah, it worked out really well.
You know, when I think about it, there's like a handful of things in the home mm-hmm. that you use every day. And I know for me, for sure, every single night around 7:50, because my kids will either keep me up in their room until 7:50 or I get to sneak out by 7:45.
Yeah.
I'm on the couch with my wife under a throw.
Yeah.
Every day.
I got to get you one. I'm sending you one today.
But that's like that when you said that, it just clicked.
Yeah,
it's
just, that's it. Yeah. And it just, also it's heavy and I'm under the impression that, and the belief that things that are either super delicate and light feel expensive or things that weigh more than they should feel expensive. And that to me is like also a part of how I design that. And just the lighter too, when you feel it, it's like, it's oddly heavy and it just feels like substantial, you know, like you got
something. I
have
a watch that is my all time favorite piece and I don't wear it often, but it weighs my wrist down.
Yeah, it's got a lot of weight. It feels expensive.
Yeah, it's like, just one of those. Like, yeah. So I love that. So keep rolling.
And then besides that, obviously creating content as you do, just hyper-focused on YouTube, Instagram, trying to get better at TikTok. Now I'm working on shorts. It's like never ending. Is Vine coming back now? We don't know the whole thing. But that's a big part of my daily. So a good chunk of my day is spent kind of creating something or figuring out strategizing angles to storytell. I like longer form stories, so it's nice to have YouTube for me. And then lastly is just investing. Been investing in a ton of stuff. My wife and I are invested in over 70 companies now.
Wow.
Which is a lot. So we really put a pause on that because we've also realized like we're the best ROI. So why don't we invest in ourselves a little more instead of passing it out? Because it's great. Obviously, we support a lot of people, a lot of businesses. But, you know, we need to support our ideas too. So for 2022, we decided that in January and have really been putting money back into ourselves and it's been going really well. So that's super nice too. But now it's about how to structure that. Are we, you know, a fund, a family office, just ourselves? What's happening? You know, trying to figure it all out.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand rooted in nutritional wellness and healthy habit making. We have recently made a few changes that I wanted to share with you. The Protagonist has taken on a new name and a very exciting new formula. It is now called Meal One. Yes, that's right, a much more appropriate name that tells you exactly what it is and when to have it. Additionally, we have made a few changes to the formula, removing organic maple sugar and stevia, only sweetening now with monk fruit. Meal One is a blend of gluten-free oats, 30 grams of plant-based protein, chia seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, pink Himalayan salt, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, a probiotic, and digestive enzymes. It's also gluten-free, non-GMO, vegan, and freaking delicious. Make Meal One a part of your life on a daily basis and watch how one nutritional win inspires winning for the rest of your day. Use promo code KOHPOD20. That's KOHPOD20, the number 20. When you head over to creaturesofhabit.com, that's creaturesofhabit.com with a K. Love you, appreciate you. Back to the show.
Before we get into the morning routine, I want to talk to you about parenting. Parenting is a massive part of my life.
Changed everything.
Changed everything, you know, and watching you over the years, you know, I think you spend more time 30,000 feet up than you do feet on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing...
Quite literally.
Yeah. Yeah. And seeing that shift, I'm sure was somewhat a challenge to acclimate to, going from like nonstop stimulation, nonstop movement, bouncing all over the world to DJ and to create and to do all the things that you do. I would imagine that has come to a bit of a halt. If not a halt, then slowed down for sure. Mm-hmm. What's that been like?
I definitely realized I was burning it a little too hard at each end for my age. You know, I got into DJing at 28, almost 29, which is arguably late for anyone to start that career. So luckily I feel like I feel younger, but in reality I am my age. So that just, it was a grind. So obviously when the world shut down for a couple of years, it was really nice to like take a step back. And then we got pregnant during that time. So that was really amazing to be present for that whole journey rather than, you know, gone and back. But then since the world's opened up again, it's been interesting. Like, I went to Europe 4 times in September. Like, that's a crazy run, but all for work, or one wedding and the rest work. And normally I would have just stayed over there because why the heck would I want to come there and back and there and back and there and back? But as soon as you put family into the mix, I was like, how quickly can I get this done and get home again? How can I stay on the clock in America while I'm in Europe so I can be present with my son when I get back? And it's actually pretty easy because I wake up way earlier than I ever did before. I know you're a really early morning guy, but I was not because I was also DJing a lot. So, you know, he wakes up at 6:37, so it's kind of easy to, you know, lay low till 11 in the afternoon or in the morning there and then just get everything done and then stay up later and come back just on a 2-day or 3-day run. So, yes, slowing down for sure, but also it's still part of my job. So I can't forego those things. Yeah. I definitely pick and choose more so than I did before. I would just take experience before over strategy and, you know, money / relationship. I'd be like, oh, that sounds cool. I'm going to go. Now I'm like, wait, like, it's Land Rover. Like, I'm going. Like, that's a brand I really like and I want to build with them. And I feel there's longevity and it aligns with my whole brand perspective. And I've just been a fan for a long time. So I'll go do that trip, or like Four Seasons hotels. Like, that's something, it's Canadian built. There's a whole story and backstory, like things like that, where I'd pass up on some other stuff. It's just like, hey, we're doing a vineyard tour for 3 days, but we're going to pay you. It's like, do I need to go? You know, like, is it worth it? So just looking at things very differently and understanding that time, and as I'm sure you would admit, like, we now have like a physical clock in our house and it's our kid. Like, because you're counting months, which, like, whoever counted months before, I'm like, how did 18 months go by? You know, it's like something's in your home every day telling you how old you're getting. You know, it's like, and you never, I feel like as a parent, you were always a kid to your parent till you have a kid. Now you're the parent and they're grandparents really quick. You know, they're also so old. Like, your parents become so old so fast suddenly when you have a kid. But you just, it's the cycle of life, you know. But having that barometer of time in your home is just like this thing that's always telling you, like, time is passing by so fast. And everyone was right before you had a kid, where it's like they'll be in college before you know it. And I'm like, damn, like, 2 years went by. Like, it's got to be so true.
Obviously, it's a whole new world, right, when you're coming fresh into parenthood. But is there anything that you had expected that either didn't happen or didn't expect and did happen, like flagrant?
What I find really interesting about parenting and being a study of yourself is, like, when you get put in these situations that you've never experienced before, between you and your partner and you and your kid, like, things come out of you and you're like, I don't even think like that. And then you realize it's like, that's how your dad talked to your mom, or you were talked to as a kid. And I'm like, I don't want to talk to you like that. I don't even know where that came from. But it's like, just coming from deep-seated memory, you know? And, like, it's I think it's really learned, and it's from those past experiences that you've never even had to recall, because what would make you recall them until you're a parent? And I think we probably all deal with that at some level. And to me, I'm trying to be really present and understand and, you know, take notice to that and tell my wife, like, hey, I apologize. I'm going to let me back up for a second and, like, unbox why that happened. And I don't think it's how I think. And I just want to restructure how I spoke to you or spoke to our kid there, because that was, like, a super strange moment.
You know, it's so interesting when I hear you say that and I think about my experience as well. Having children is very, very intense on a relationship. It's just, it is, no matter how you slice it, no matter how much help you have, no matter, like, there is just a level of responsibility that is now put on your plate. And also,
you have different beliefs.
And a plethora of love that you didn't understand before, right?
100%.
So, like, even though there's a dramatic amount of love that comes from a father to a son or a mother to a child, that intense amount of love comes with an enormous amount of responsibility. And also, like, uncharted territory and inexperience, right? So like you've got this amazing thing that's like you could, you're like showered in this like, holy shit, like I can't believe it.
And no manual.
And no matter how much you heard people tell you advice, So like I know for-
Even if someone gave you a manual, it wouldn't, it'd be so off.
Because like, every single day is different and you never know what you're gonna get. But I want to just say, and then we're going into your morning routine. I want to just hear some advice about coming into parenthood and how it impacts a relationship and a romantic relationship, and then a few things that you would advise people do being so kind of fresh into it.
I mean, you just said one of the best quotes to fall. It's just like, just understand every day will be different, and like whatever you have planned, like assume it won't really happen. As far as like a strategy, like obviously if you're like, well, he's going to school and like this, like those things are all going to happen. But, you know, it's just like emotion. He could sleep weird. You know, my wife likes to let him cry. I don't want to hear him cry because I don't want to cry. I'm not like, I just want to, I'm like, he'll just stop if I pick him up. So why don't I just pick him? You know, it's like you get in these like weird, again, just different beliefs. Well, how's he going to break it if we don't do that? You know, it's
so like great, amazing. Like example, right? Yeah. Like cry, don't cry. Yeah. That's a common one.
Totally.
Right? And so
it's like, how long do you let him do it?
Right. Like,
is he possessed now?
So you know what's
so and then now is he can't get out of it because he's been doing it for so long. Like
you were the opposite. Donna hated letting him cry.
Yeah.
And we didn't do it for 6 months. Mm-hmm. You know, now they say you should do it at 2 months. You know, we didn't do it for a long time. And finally, I had to say, "Hey, babe, like this is not gonna end. We're gonna be going into to like cradle him until he's like 10.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he's not a good sleeper.
Yeah.
Our first son.
Yeah.
Interrupting this episode one more time to share with you how we keep this podcast going by you supporting us through trying or subscribing to Meal One on creaturesofhabit.com. I'm giving 20% off your first order or your first subscription order, which is a serious discount. Meal One is a superfood meal. This is a meal. This is not a snack. With 30 grams of plant-based protein, 37 grams of complex healthy carbohydrates, and 10 grams of fat, you will be full for hours. We developed Meal One to help you perform at your absolute best to get that incredibly healthy and convenient edge on the competition. There is no better, more convenient meal to start your day with or use as a pre or post workout meal. The macros are perfect and sourced with the cleanest ingredients in the game. Take your performance to the next level. Make your life much easier. Save time. Be able to eat healthy without sacrificing flavor, and all the while staying full for hours so that your urge to snack is limited. Hop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That's creaturesofhabit.com. Use promo code KOHPOD20. That's KOHPOD20 for your first order of Meal One today. 20% off. Creatures of Habit with a K. Love you. Back to the pod.
If you could just think about it for a second and just say, okay, so situation like that comes up, you know, parent trying to navigate these rocky waters, like what would be a piece of advice that could potentially alleviate a scenario?
I mean, it's just transparency and communication. That's it. And that's what we always end up, you know, coming to in the end of it is like, I don't know if we'll ever be on the exact same program. It's just tough. Like, you know, because then a stick gets thrown in the spokes and you're like, poof, you just divert to like what you think is best. And it's like, you had a, you know, everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. It's the same Tyson quote. And it's like, for us, you know, like just talk about it and get it out of your system after. It's the same as a regular fight, argument, anything you get into in a relationship, like get it off your chest. The longer it harbors, you're just gonna be thinking about it. It's gonna cause more stress to build up. Like, just communicate. And I think that's where so many relationships suffer in general, is they don't communicate. And then backing into the second part of your question, like how do you maintain a relationship through that? Obviously, very important part, communicate, but just find time to do things you did before. And people, I see so many couples who are like, we don't have time to go like on a date or dinner. It's like, you know, everyone can hire, you don't have to have a full-time nanny to go out for dinner. Like hire a babysitter. Get your mom to come watch. Get your sister. Someone is willing. If your kid's sleeping, you can leave the house. Mm-hmm. You know, so many people get so emotionally attached. Obviously, we all do. But, like, you have to find time for each other because your kid didn't exist without each other. Without you guys loving each other, that kid, I mean, a lot of scenarios in this world, but you know what I'm saying? Like, in general, in a, like, a healthy, decent relationship, like, you had to create this child through, and you brought him into the world with love. So don't just let your love shift to the kid. Like, find times to celebrate your love, because without it, we're moving towards the broken home, which is, like, where no one wants to be, you know?
I could not.
And people
agree.
Start thinking about other shit and whatever, you know?
That is such an important piece of, I mean, I've been married, I've been with my wife 18 years, married 15 years. I would say that the number one thing that's kept us stoked and happy and healthy together is our, like, unwavering commitment to communication.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much it hurts, no matter how uncomfortable it feels.
You just got to talk it out.
You just got to, and almost immediately when it comes to the surface. Obviously, if it's like little things, you pick and choose your battles. If something's annoying you, like, you know, like in the moment, you don't necessarily want to blow up a situation. Yeah. But anything that's worth discussing should not be brushed under the rug thinking that it's going to go away on its own.
Yeah, agreed.
And that could be like sex for a lot of people, right? There are couples that go months, years without having sex.
Yeah, and they just don't want to bring it up.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about it. Like, it's like some weird, awkward thing.
And then the one last quote I'll just leave on that before the morning routine is just a piece of advice that Hannah's, my wife's dad, gave us when we got married. He said, don't let space come between you guys because someone will find a way to exploit it. And that's like backing into that. It's like, as soon as you let distance create because all those things, like, someone will find a way.
Someone, something. That's so true.
Yeah.
That's,
and I was so like, true. When he said that, I was like,
yeah. And you know what? Real. You know what? Like, it's such an easy way to build connection in an action. Touch your partner. Like,
100%.
Touch your partner all the time. Yeah. Even, and not
put
I'm
your
not
arm
saying,
around while you're walking.
That's it. Grab her hand. Yeah. Watching a show, like, get close. Grab his or her hand.
But physical body communication, endorphins, everything matters. And I also think, like, just, it's so easy to do little surprises. You don't have to roll out a trip. You don't have to roll out this extravagant, I got a car service and we're taking you here and I got flowers on the bed when you get home. Like, it's like, make her dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come home, you got some flowers one random day that's not an occasion. Like just walked by, thought of you when I saw these. And again, just treat others how you want to be treated. Like, I would love that. You know, it's like just someone thinking about you at some point in the day without being like, hey, do we need milk? You know, like, thought you might be home. Like, that's not
right.
Like, really, truly, like, thinking about, like, write a note. Like, it's as easy as write a note once a month, just on paper, being like, here's all the great things
that's
I love about you.
And
like,
one.
Here's, you're the greatest mom. Here's why. Like, I did that last month. Effective.
God, I'm going to do that. It's like, that's so good.
Yeah, just, like, leave it around. Like, she's going on a trip, like, right when you're leaving in the morning, like, take her lipstick, write I love you on the mirror. Like, things at zero cost.
I might get assassinated for that.
Yeah.
I blew up her.
Yeah, wrong lipstick. That's my favorite.
All those are great, and I think that stuff is super valuable to talk about.
Just, like, because, keep the love alive.
You know, like, that is, that it's we're in a tough time. Like, there's just no doubt.
Yeah.
Like, in general, in the world, there's just a lot of shit going down, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of shit that we have very little to no control over. Mm-hmm. And
it's the one thing you can control.
One thing that you can control. And, you know, ideally, and also, like, what we were put on the planet to do, right? To love and be loved. Ultimately, at the end of the day, every single decision made in human history is in an effort to either love and be loved. It can
that's
go both
so
ways. You know, every single decision,
good
and bad, in an effort to love and or be loved.
All right,
man.
Thanks for tuning in. That was the Creatures of Love podcast. We will be airing the Creatures of Love podcast every week. Follow us on Instagram.
Dude, this is good. Like, this topic is so good. I think, like, especially
people love
dudes don't talk about this.
You know? That's, like, why I love being, like, a modern day man and being open about, like, our IVF journey and, like, loving my, like, so many people will be like, I love how you show your love on Instagram. It's also interesting. Like, it holds me accountable. Because same as working out, I always talk about when I first started playing working out on Instagram, suddenly I was like, oh, you're the workout guy. I'm like, well, I got to keep being this guy now.
Right.
So it keeps you, like, in shape. But it's like, be careful what you put out in the world, because like, it could really bite you back. But if you want to be doing it, it's amazing. Yeah.
All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Brendan Fallis, go find him at Brendan Fallis, not Fallis, Fallis.
There you go.
Brendan Fallis, pretty much on all social.
Anything and everything. Networks. Thank you, guys. And thanks to this guy for making a great product and putting it into the world so I can be happy every day.
Until the next one. Peace.
And there you have it, folks. I hope we delivered some valuable content for you to implement into your life on a daily basis. Please remember that our habits have the power to make us or break us. Replacing bad habits with great ones is the answer to living a life of happiness, optimism, and high performance. We are capable of achieving anything. We all have what it takes to give it all we've got. Commit to one great habit each day and truly commit, and watch how everything in your life starts evolving from good to great. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. That will help us grow this podcast, bring on more amazing guests, and continue to deliver invaluable content on a weekly basis. Lastly, please share this podcast with any friends or family that you think might appreciate it. And always remember, want plus do equals have. Until the next one, fam, peace.